The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Rosedale of Cincinnati, Ohio, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur is on Maseches Megillah, Daf Chaf Amud Beis. We learn in this daf that the mitzvah of Hallel is to be said by day specifically. And that is the way we pask it in the Shulchan Aruch. Like it states, Kol Hayoim Kasher L'Kriyas HaHallel. So the Achrayinim ask the following question. What is the halacha with regards to an individual or a tzibur that experienced a nes? And they would like to say Hallel on their neis. Like the Meiri Yimsacham teaches us on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that every person should say Hallel on a neis that happened to them every generation. The question is then, can this Hallel be said at nighttime, or must it be said by day, just like the Hallel which was instituted as part of davening? The Chida in his Shut Chaim Sha'al, Chelik Beis, Simon Yud Aleph, was asked regarding a particular city where a Jew was saved from a particular tzara, and they decreed that 10 individuals should fast, and in the evening time, the Kehila should say complete Hallel after Shemoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv, and same after Chazaras HaShatz in the daytime of Shacharis. And it was asked from the Gedolim of the time if that was appropriate practice. And he answered that one should not say Hallel on a Nes at nighttime, because this Hallel is no different from the Hallel that was instituted as part of davening, that is also supposed to be said at daytime. However, the final ruling was that, according to mystical sources, there is a reason not to say Hallel at all on a Nes as part of Tefillah. Only Hallel on occasions that Chazal decreed, but not on an individual Nes. Those situations where a person says Hallel should then not be said as part of the actual davening, because davening itself was established and based on extremely deep mystical concepts like we find in the Zohar HaKadosh and the writings of the Arizal, that everything was built and constructed with tremendous kavanas and very specific order, what was included and what was not included. And although Chazal did institute Hallel after Shemoneh Esrei on particular occasions, such as a yontif, we should not be adding in Hallel after Shemoneh Esrei for an individual nes. Based on this ruling, the Tshuvas Chasam Sefer in Aruch Chaim Simen Nun Aleph asks the following question: that if it is true that Laila is Lav Zman Hallel, Laila is not the time, the evening is not the time where we are to say Hallel, then how is it that we say Hallel on the night of Pesach? The Chasam Sofer answers that Hallel on the night of Pesach is different than the other Hallels that were instituted as part of Tefillah. Only Hallel that was part of Tefillah on a Chag, based on a holiday or a particular day of redemption, that should be only said at daytime. However, Hallel of the evening of Pesach, which is the time when the Nes happened to Klal Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim, in that circumstance, we may say and should say Hallel in the evening. Now, more on the subject of Hallel. Even though the entire day is kosher to recite Hallel, as it states in our Mishnah, however, Chazal instituted that Hallel should specifically be recited after Shemoneh Esrei of Shacharis, like we find in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. And the Bir Halacha in Siman Tav Chav Beis, the Avraham Askel, the Koirin, adds on, he wants to explain that Hallel is specifically connected to the tefillah of Shacharis, and therefore, one should not eat before it, just like you should not eat before davening Shacharis. And in addition to this, he brings from the Tosefta in Menachos that it's clear over there that Hallel and Tefillah are ma'akevin zu es zu, that they are dependent on each other, which means that Hallel was instituted in such a fashion that it is actually part of the Tefillah. It's actually part, in a certain respect, of the Shemoneh Esrei. And so it's ma'akev the Shemoneh Esrei if you don't have the Hallel. Now that only applies to Hallel of Yom Tovim that Chazal instituted as part of davening. But Hallel that is said on a private nes, or a tzibor's nes, but that was not part of the instituted tefillah, that is not actually a part of the tefillah, and that can be said any time during the day. This is another reason why Hallel on the evening of Pesach can be recited in the evening, since it was not instituted as part of the Yom Tov and as part of the tefillah. It doesn't need to be situated after Shemoneh Esrei of Shacharis. Based on this, we can understand the following. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Hei paskins regarding a person who's davening in the house of an avol, a mourner, that you do not say Hallel in the house of a mourner. So when that individual who davened in the house of a mourner comes home, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav paskins that he should recite Hallel, even though he was not able to say it in the house of the avol. He should say it when he gets home, because Hallel, according to him, it was not a part, an integral part of the actual davening of Shacharis, of the Shemoneh Esrei. Therefore, since it's not an integral part, it's just that you can't say it in the house of an avol, therefore when you get home, you should say it on your own. However, the Magen Avraham, in Sifkat and Yud, he says that if a person's davening in the house of an avol, and he does not say Hallel, so when he gets home, he does not say Hallel. And the Prima Gadim over there in Eshel Avram, Sifkat and Yud, explains, based on our previous explanation, that Hallel is shayach to the Tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei, and it's a part and parcel of the institution of the davening of Shacharis. Therefore, it's not appropriate to be mashlim, to make up for it afterwards. Moving on to another subject on our daf, Mishnah teaches Vikulan she'asu mishe'olo amud ha'shachar kosher. All of these mitzvahs that were performed from the time of daybreak, they're kosher, d'amakra, as it states in the Pasuk in Bereishis, Vayikra Elikim la'or yoim. And Hashem called light day. L'me'ir uba kara yoim. It would seem clear from here that from alois ha'shachar and onwards, it's called day, for all respects. However, in the Hagoyis Minhagim, it seems clear that this is not so clear. Because in fact, he writes that a ger who converted before Netzach Hama is pater from reading the Megillah of the evening, because the main Megillah reading is supposed to be at the daytime. And the Magen Avraham explains that although regarding the reading of Kriya Shema, it is considered Laila, as it's mentioned in the Gemara in Brachos, because a person is able to read Kriya Shema of the evening as long as it has not yet arrived Netzach Hama. However, regarding reading of the Megillah, we do not consider it that he became a ger at nighttime, that he should be chayiv in the evening Megillah reading. Rather, he's pater, because since the main mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah is at day. So the Magen Avraham writes that from this Hagoyis HaMinhagim, it would seem clear that only a ger that converted before Netzach Hama doesn't need to read the Megillah of nighttime. But a different Jew who was mechoyev in reading the Megillah from the beginning of the night, who has not yet read the Megillah before Netzach Hama, he should read it before Netzach Hama, and he would be Yotze. However, the Magen Avraham himself disagrees, and he maintains that even though that all Jews should not be reading the Megillah from the time that Amun HaShachar reaches. And even though it is not yet Netzach Hama, but from Amun HaShachar, from the morning light, it already is considered daytime. So in the Hagois, Harav Frankel and Orach Chaim, Simen Tafresh Pezayin, is mistopic according to Hagois Minhagim. What would be the halacha of a person who reads the Megillah reading of the nighttime after Alois HaShachar? Is he able to make the bracha on the reading of the daytime after Netzach Hama? Since B'diyeved, one is Yoytze, the reading of day, even before Netzach Hama. So it comes out that he read the evening reading and the day reading with an overlapping period of time. And he maintains that maybe this is the reason why the Hagois and Minhagim stated that a ger is pater from reading the Kriya Shema of the evening when he becomes a ger after Amud HaShachar, because he wants him to be able to make the bracha on the reading of the daytime and not to get into the problem that's previously described.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.